Obadi Mishnah records the din, which we assume is a din de Rabbanan, that even though you have a mavui that has gimel mechitzas as U-shaped, we need a tikkun on the ruach revius. The Marshal has, and Meiri has a subversion that it's halacha l'moshe misina. And it's beferush and gemar that it's only with the Rabbanan. So they say it's halacha l'moshe misina that if in a future generation they'll be interested in making a din de Rabbanan, this is the route they should make the din de Rabbanan. Very strange version of halacha l'moshe misina, but it's clearly a din de Rabbanan. So in the first parak of Masechus Shabbos, there is a machlekes harishayim whether if you have gimel mechitzas you're allowed to carry menatar. Is that because it's a rishus hayoch menatar, or no? Maybe gimel mechitzas is not a rishus harabim. So if it's not, and it's not a rishus hayoch, so it's a makam p'tur, makam menatar. It's a makam p'tur. But the rabban there would be a kamalus. So that's a machlekes harishayim beferish. But the gimel mechitzas you're allowed to carry menatar because has the status of rishus hayochid, because in Atarot it's a makom p'tur and a karmelis. In the Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah points out there's a stir in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. One place it sounds like he says that it's a rishus hayochid in Atarot, one place it sounds like it's a karmelis. So the Kesem Mishnah suggests an answer that we know that there is a din de rabbanon. If you have an area that's mukav mechitzas all around and around, has the status of rishus hayochid. But if it's nifrat l'makom ha'osolo, then you're not allowed to carry him at the rabbanon. Let's say if you'd make an eruv around all of Manhattan, for argument's sake, and make all of Manhattan there to rishus hayochid, then you have a bridge that comes in, or you have a tunnel that goes out, and you can carry inside the rishus hayochid, but you can forget and carry something from inside the rishus hayochid to outside of the rishus hayochid without crossing a mechitza. So that's also a derabban. Gzeira, we don't allow you even to carry within the mechitza. Gzeira, you may walk out. Derech bet pirtza. Nifretz b'makom osa, you're not allowed to carry. So the Gon Yankiv, on the opening Mishnah, raises a sofik regarding the nature of this din derabban. What's the halacha that if you only have three mechitzas? On the assumption, there's a stir in the Rambam between two different brokim, where the gimel mechitzas U-shaped is a rishus hayochid or a karmelis. So the Kesem Mishnah suggests this din on nifritz mokom asla, we're used to thinking that it's a din derabbana. It's a gzera. He may forget and carry over the bridge where he's not allowed to carry. So we don't even allow him to carry inside the mokom mukav. So the Kesem Mishnah says, but it's rooted in a din deraisa. There is a din deraisa of nifritz mokom asla. So he claims the teretz to the Rambam is, if you have three mechitzas on the other side of the open mechitzas of Rishus HaRabim, then inside the three mechitzas is only, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. The fact that it's a Rishus HaRabim on the other side, nifetz l'mokam asolam and atayra, affects the inside, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Maximum it'll be will be a mokam p'tur and a karmelis. But if it's open up to a karmelis, then inside the three mechitzas will be a Rishus HaYachid. So it's a chiddush that on the level of the rice and nifritz, the makom asala plays a role. Or that's what he means. It's a chiddush. Okay. So there's a question. On the assumption that if you have three mechitzas, it's a rishus hayochid ben atayra. So the Gon Yankiv on the opening Mishnah raises a question. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I seem to remember that the manuscript is incomplete, so it's missing the end of the paragraph. So I think he raises a question. So what's the nature of the din derabbanan that we require a tikkun on the ruach revius? Is it that although menatarets of rishus hayochid mid derabbanan need four mechitzas, you need something, you need a tikkun on the ruach revius, otherwise it's not a rishus hayochid, otherwise it's a karmelis, so you're not allowed to carry? Or should I say no? Maybe even if you have three, maybe menatarets mid derabbanan, three mechitzas of the rishus hayochid, but you need a tikkun on the ruach revius, it should be nifretz l'makom asolo. So the Pashto says that this Shaila that he raised is a Machloikas Hatanoim later. On Daf Tzadik Dalad Amid Aleph in the second Mishnah. The Gemara says at the beginning of the second Tarek that Shlomo HaMelech made a Takona that you have to have a Ruvich Hatzeres. What is a Ruvich Hatzeres? Let's say you have the hallway in an apartment building, so one family uses one family, leaves the other apartment, and they both use the shared hallways. So mina Torah, Rishus Hayochid is Rishus Hayochid. A lot of carry from my Rishus Hayochid to your Rishus Hayochid to the Rishus Hayochid that's shared in common by both of us. And with the Rabbanu, Shlomo HaMelech made exerid. You're not allowed to carry in the hallways. You're not allowed to carry from the bais to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the bais. You're not allowed to carry from the bais to the bais, unless you have an Eruv Chatzeres. So you have to put away if it, let's say if it's Reuben and Shimon, so either Reuben leaves a challah beis shel Shimon, or Shimon leaves a challah beis shel Reuben. If you have an apartment building with 100 apartments, so 99 tenants have to leave a challah in the one apartment. The one apartment where the 100th family lives, they live there derech habshat. And the other 99 are considered as if they lived out there at Hadrash, because they left the challah there, challah shleima, pas shleima, right? So everybody is considered as if they all live in the one apartment, and nobody asks on anybody else. So the Mishnah requires you have to leave the challah. That's called a rubi chatzeris. So the Mishnah says on Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, if the erev is nechal or nisraf mibo yom, ain't no erev. That's no good. It's not enough that you made an erev. If it's eaten up, it's no good. But Mishach Hashecha raise the Erev. If the Eruv Chatzeres, the loaf of bread was there, Ben Hashmasa is kind of Shvisa, and the Erev is good. So the Gemara extracts from this Mishnah Klal. Shlomo HaMelech came up with a new idea. There's such a concept as a Rosh Hashanah with an Issa Tiltal. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist, a Rosh Hashanah with an Issa Tiltal in the Rosh Hashanah. In this new thing, this new animal that doesn't exist on the level of their eyes, I should say, with an issa tiltal. So if you left a rubi chatzeris, bein hashmashes, you have a heta tiltal. So if it's eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, the Gemara has the klal, Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra. That's on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. There's a Gemara with a long tesis there. And this Mishnah in Sarik Dalon Amid Aleph, the second Mishnah, has a machloikas between Reb Yuda and Reb Yossi. What's the dinyara mavui that had gimel mechitzas, and that you left the tikkun on the rochavis, either a lechi or a koirah. Then the lechi or the koirah was there, Erev Shabbos ben Ashmashis, and it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Are you permitted to continue carrying or not? So the Tana Rab Yudah says, since it was there, he says, Mutorim ba'osah Shabbos v'asurim la'asid love. Next Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. The lechi, the koirah fell down before ben Ashmashis of next Shabbos. But the first Shabbos, you are allowed to carry because Shabbos over hutra hutra. We apply that klal from daf lamed hey amar aleph. If the erev is nechal mishach hashecha, it's good because Shabbos over hutra hutra. If you're talking about it, mishus sayacha but anisa tiltol. So if you had a heta tiltol ben hashmashes, Shabbos over hutra hutra. So that's Reb Yudah's shita, and Reb Yossi disagrees. And Reb Yossi says manavshach. If it's also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos, and muta this Shabbos should be muta next Shabbos. It does make sense. Which direction is Reb Yossi driving at? Reb Yossi meant to say smuta next Shabbos, he meant to say it's also this Shabbos. The Gemara Tzadikei Amar Aleph asks, which direction is Reb Yossi driving at? Iboy luhu, the 20 lines on the top. Iboy luhu, Reb Yossi leisur leheter. So the Gemara says he meant to say leisur. Reb Sheshes, Reb Yechanan, Reb Yossi meant to say leisur. Tanya Nahavach, Reb Yossi said leisur. So what's the machlokes? So you could say that Reb Yossi denies the whole principle of Shabbos Hol B'Hutra Hutra. That's why Gemara raises the possibility on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Is there really such a din? Can you construct such a klal? Can you extrapolate from this Mishnah Lamed Hey Amid Aleph if Nechal Ha'erev Mishach HaShecha that it's good? This you generalize, you extrapolate the klal on Shabbos Hol B'Hutra. Maybe it's only a local din over here. So the Gemara Yud Zayin Amid Aleph suggests like that. The Gemara there is talking about the following a few different cases. Let's say Reuben and Shimon have attached homes. So inside Reuben's home, inside Shimon's home is a Rishus Sayachat. The street in the front is a Rishus Arabma, let's say. But the Rishus Arabma is only Teufis up until the first Hentfach. So let's say Reuben wants to carry something to Shimon. So Reuben sticks his hand out the window, and he's carrying something, and he carries it above Ten Tvachim in the Rishus Rabbim. So upon Ten Tvachim, Rishus Rabbim has the status of a Makom Ptur. Then he's going to lean over a little bit and throw it into Shimon's house. So we assume you're not allowed to. The Behetiv quotes, one of the Achreinim, who says that that's Mutter. He says, the Gzeir of Shlomo HaMelech was only you're not allowed to carry from Bais to Chatz, Chatz to Bais, or within the Chatz, but the Gerami Bais to Bais never was a Chatz. So the late Achrayim say it's against all the Gemaras. It's not correct. You're not allowed to carry from a bais to a bais unless you have an eruv chatzeris, and you can't make an eruv chatzeris. If there's no pesach from one bais to the other, you can't. If the only way to carry from bais shel Reuben to bais shel Shimon, there's no doorway in between. The only way is to stick your hand out the window above ten tefachim and then to carry into his window. So there's no Pesach between the two. If there would be a door, let's say sometimes you have in hotels, there are adjacent rooms, and there's a doorway to open up. Parents and children take adjacent rooms in a hotel. So if there's a doorway to open from one to the other, then you can make one Eruv v'chatzeres together. But there's no doorway, so you can't. So the Gemara has a machlokes, amaroyim, what if nistam ha-Pesach? On Erev Shabbos, there was a doorway. And we made an Eruv v'chatzeres. So you're allowed to carry from Beis Shel Reuven to Beis Shel Shimon. And then in the middle of Shabbos, construction workers came. Let's say, I rent the apartment. I'm not the owner of here. Construction workers came. They knocked down the doorway. They put up bricks and they put plaster and cement. There's no way to go from one to the other, only to stick your hand out the window. So is the Eruv v'chatzeres still good? Now, am I allowed to stick my hand out the window and carry something into the other window? So that's a machloikas amaroim in the Gemara. That's a machlokes. What's the din if nistam ha-pesach or nistam ha-chalon? There was a chalon in between the two apartments, and Erev Shabbos they made an Erev Chatzeres, and there was a chalon in the middle of Shabbos. They block up, they put bricks there, nistam ha-chalon. So that was a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, should I say, about 15 lines from the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, should I say that this machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak, is identical to Plukta, the Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah, and Daf Tzadik Dalet? If the lechi of the Korah fell down, what do you say, Shabbos all the Huchra Huchra? That din on Lamed Hei Amen Aleph, that if Nechel Ha'erev Mishach HaShecha, it doesn't bother me. You extrapolate to generalize that it's a din Shabbos all the Huchra Huchra, it's only a local din in Eruv HaTzeres. So the Gemara suggests that's the Machlekes, Rav Yudah and Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe in Hol B'Huchra Huchra. Gemara says, no. Should I say, Leimer, Rav Huna, the Amakir Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amakir Rabbi Yossi, Amalach Rav Huna, it's not true. He says, not true. Even Rabbi Yossi also subscribes to the klal of Shabbos Hol B'Huchra Huchra. We don't only apply it to Nechel Ha'erev, Nistam HaChalon, Nistam HaPesach, and other cases, a few more cases in the Gemara like that. When you're dealing with the Rishus HaYochid, with the Nisa Tiltol, everybody agrees with Rabbi Yudah. They just say Shabbos all the Hutra Hutra. But the Machlokes of Yudah Rabbi Yossi is, what was the nature of the Dina, the requirement with the Rabbanah for the Tikkun on the Ruach HaVias? Is it because you need a Mechitza? Three Mechitzas min HaTorah is a Rishus HaYochid, but the Rabbanah it's not. It's a Karmelis. You need a Mechitza on the Ruach HaVias. So with the Rabbanah they said, the Lechi and the Kor is a Mechitza. Gemara says that din lechi is a machlekes for them abay barav of the lechim shemachitza or not, and kore for sure is not mishemachitza, means you need heker. Kore is a din you need a dovishal heker, and it was about the master mama, so if it has a heker, so it's good. But acharei kechlos hakol, after they made the takana that you need the heker, the rabbanon, that's called a mechitza on the ruach revis. So let's say you have a building with mechitzas around it. So on Erev Shabbos, it was a Rishus HaYochid. Then they come with dynamite on Shabbos, they level the whole building. No more mechitzas. They're going to say Shabbos, all but Hutra, Hutra. Since on Erev Shabbos is a Rishus HaYochid, you were allowed to carry. So you're allowed to continue to carry. No, the Lesneila mechitzas. No more mechitzas. The Gemara says nobody would say that, all but Hutra, Hutra. All but Hutra, Hutra only works if it's still a Rishus HaYochid, but it's a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tilta, this new thing that Shlomo HaMelech invented. He brought into existence a new concept of Rishus HaYochid, but then it's a tiltol, then it depends on Tchilos HaShabbos. Shabbos all the Hutra Hutra. So this gufa is the Machlekes, Rav Huna will say, this is the Machlekes, Rav Huna, this is the Machlekes, Rav Yudah and Rav Yosef in the Mishnah. Rav Yudah holds that the need for the Tikkun and the Ruach HaVias, because Nifrats L'Makom HaAsala. So as long as the Tchilos HaShabbos, it wasn't Nifrats, so it was Rishus HaYochid with the head to tiltol, there was a Tikkun on the Ruach HaVias. So you're allowed to continue to carry even in the middle of Shabbos, even though the lechi the kor disappeared. And the Gemara says we don't paskin like Rabbi Yudah, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So that means that we paskin that the need for the tikkun on the ruach avias is because midrabbanan. If you don't have the fourth mechitza, it's not called the rishus hayochid. You need a fourth mechitza. So if the tikkun on the ruach avias falls down, it's not a rishus hayochid with an issa tilfa midrabbanan. It's considered a karmelis. Midrabbanan is no longer considered a rishus hayochid. That's considered like naflo hamechitzas. Naflo hamechitzas, then everybody will agree that you don't say Shabbos all the hutra hutra. The Gemara has this amachlekes Rabbi Shmuel outside of Gimel on the base. That's a famous Gemara that Tosis quotes in a few different places. say Reuven and Shimon have homes that are connected, and they each and they have a backyard, and this part of the backyard belongs to Reuven, that part of the backyard belongs to Shimon. The two backyards are open into each other, but really Reuven has no right to, unless he gets permission from Shimon, he has no right to use Shimon's backyard. Shimon has no right to use Reuven's backyard. So they ask him on each other. They're not allowed to carry. There's a big fence around the whole backyard in the houses. The whole thing is one big Rishu Sayachit. But just like inside the apartment building, you need a Reuven Chatzeris to be allowed to carry in the hallway. So you need a Reuven Chatzeris to be allowed to carry even in my half of the backyard, because my half of the backyard is different to your half of the backyard. So it's different Smokam Asalo. So in the beginning of Shabbos, if we made an Eruv Chatzeris, then you would be allowed to carry in the backyard. So the Gemara has the following Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. They had the two houses are adjacent, and then the backyard has the fence around it, and there was a fence in between. There was a mechitza in between. In the middle of Shabbos, the mechitza fell down. It's not so difficult to imagine. Let's say we have a mechitza that goes on wheels to separate the men's section from the women's section. So let's say on the Erev Shabbos, each one Friday night, each one was eating in his own backyard, and they had a fence up for the purpose of tznius, whatever, and it separated between Reuben's backyard and Shimon's backyard. And they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris, but because there was a mechitza separating, so Reuven was allowed to carry it to his backyard, and Shimon was allowed to carry it to his backyard. It's not nifres to Makam Asalo. Then they forgot, and somehow they rolled away all the mechitzas. Naflu ha-mechitzas in the middle of Shabbos. In the beginning of Shabbos, it was not nifres to Makam Asalo, because you had mechitzas mafsikas. And in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes nifres. So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. So the first mandama, that's on Sadi Gimel on my base. The last two lines on Sadi Gimel Beis. Kaisel Shemei Shnei Chatzeri Shanofa. Kaisel fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Rav Amma Eimel Talfon Leboi Ela Bedal and Amitz. That Mishnah Lamed Hei Med Aleph, that if Nechel Ha'erev Balaylo, the Erev is good, you're allowed to carry, is not to be extended. There is no Din Shabbos Ol V'Hutra V'Hutra. He holds, Rav holds that that's where Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Yudah. That's exactly what Rav Yossi says. There is no such Din of Shabbos Ol V'Hutra V'Hutra. And we pass on like Shmuel. Zem etal paladik and mechitza, vzem etal paladik and mechitza. Why? Shabbos all the hutra hutra. That's what we pass on. Then nifretz mokam asala. It is a rishu sayochit. There's a big wall, there's a big fence surrounding the whole backyard. It's just a shaila. We didn't make an eruv chatzeris, and it's in my half of the chatzer is now in the middle of Shabbos, nifretz to your half of the backyard. But at the beginning of Shabbos, there was a mechitza mapsekis. And then we pass on like Shmuel. The Shabbos all the hutra hutra. So we assume that Mishnah, and Daf Lamehem and Aleph is a universal clock. It applies any case where you have a Rishu Sayach with an Issa Tiltel, you say Shabbos Ho V'Hutra V'Hutra. Tosis on your Zayin quotes more Gemaras with more interesting cases with respect to this. In the end of the third Perek HaMaseches, my cotton has all the Dinim of Avelos. So there's a Machlekes in the Goenim whether there's a Din of Chinuch and Avelos. The Gemara has, we assume everybody agrees that there is a din of chinuch and ripping kriya, that when a relative dies, even the children before bar mitzvah, the Gemara says mekaren lekotem pnei agmas nefesh. If it's mamish, a baby, an infant doesn't even understand a parent died, so then what says kotem shelo higir lechinuch? So there's no din of chinuch there, but you rip kriya pnei agmas nefesh. The menachem should come and see what a tragedy it was that the little baby lost a parent or something like that. But if the child is not lo higelachin, the child is a gelachin. So we assume la aloche that there certainly is a din of chinuch on ripping kriya. What about is there a din of chinuch on is there a din of chinuch on observing avelos? So that's a machlokes in the goyim, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that there's no din of chinuch on avelos. So the Rosh in the end of Moikotna has a machlokes with his Rebbe, the Maharam Brutmark. What's the din v'kotna sheik del toch shloshim? There's a din of Shmor Kareiva versus Shmor Rechoika, that if a person hears about the death of a relative within 30 days, there's Shmor Kareiva means within 30 days, Shmor Rechoika means after 30 days are up. Within 30 days from what? So that's a big machalik, it's a Rishayna Machayim, 30 days, within 30 days of the death, and within 30 days of the Kfura Bekeva Yisroel. So we're making on that. We say if it's after 30 days after the death, even though it's within 30 days of the Gvura. Sometimes they didn't know who the person was. I remember there was a mice in the yeshiva like that. One of the boys was getting married, and his father died, had no identification on him at all, and the police didn't know how to find him, and they buried him in the Beis HaKvaros of the Goyim. The city, New York City, has a cemetery for people they don't know who the people are. And it took a long time. It took, it was after 30 days after the death, but it was within 30 days of the Kfir, but it wasn't a Kevah Yisrael. So then he found out about it. So the Shaila was, is that called Shmur Karev or Shmur Karev? So we're Mekal on that, Nechav Masadim is Mekal on that. It was after 30 days of the death, even though it's within 30 days of the Kvura, it's still considered Shmur Karev. So let's say, so the Maram Ritmer raised the Shaila. Kotten, even Higir Lechinach doesn't have an obligation. That's how we pass. Kotten, Higir Lechinach does not have an obligation to observe Abel. He has to rip Kriya, Mitam Chinach, but he doesn't have to observe Abel. It says if he's in the mood, if it's a boy, you should tell him to go to Cheder and learn. Probably not going to be in the mood. Someone close in the family died. So probably not going to be in the mood. But if it doesn't bother him, you should tell him to go learn. He shouldn't be in the battle term. So what happens, the child becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shloshim. So should he consider that like a Shmur Kareva? He heard about the death. The fact that he heard about the death of Aliyah doesn't count because he's a cotton and there's no Chinach and Avelis. But he hears about the death of the relative. He becomes by mitzvah within 30 days, so that should be a Shmur Kareva. So the Maram Rutmerk thinks that in such a case he has to observe Avelis. But at the time of Stimus HaGoyla, the Gemara says, Mechayim of Avelis is at Stimus HaGoyla. The Gemara of the Gevura says, at that time he was a cotton. So why don't you say, since the Mechayim occurred when he was Bekatnusoy, so he's not Chayim to observe Avelis, a cotton is no Chinach. So the Maram Rutmerk brings a raya that calculation is not correct. Because there's a beferish Gemara Nivomas, I think on Daf Lamed Dalet, where the Gemara says a katan shehigdal in the middle of Shabbos is obligated ben Atura to observe the last part of Shabbos. How can I have a katan shehigdal in the middle of Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Erechin that a boy and a girl become bar mitzvah yud bei shanim yamechad yud yam shanim yamechad me eis leis. So half of the Rishanim, half the Achranim hold literally me eis leis. The child is born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it becomes bar mitzvah 13 years later, 12 years later, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can become bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say that, because that's a machlek of the Rishonim and a big machlek of the Achrayim out of Paschim. So there Jacob used to laugh. He thought that was a big joke. But after the Rishonim and after the Achrayim say like that, the kid becomes bar mitzvah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? They were choshish for that opinion, because half of the Rishonim and half of the Achrayim hold like that. So the Gemara's case is not that he was born in the middle of the day. Gemara's case is Hevishtei Cyrus in the middle of the day. Also far-fetched. Hevishtei Cyrus in the middle of the day. Okay, Shanim is not enough. You need Shanim Visimon. So the Shtei Cyrus grew up on 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon. So before the Shtei Cyrus, he's still a cotton. And after the Shtei Cyrus, he's a godel and chayv to observe Shabbos ben HaTorah. And he's Machal Shabbos b'sheikik, Shabbos afternoon after 3. So the Gemara says he's chayv achatos. That's the Gemara. So the Maram Rutmerk says, you see from the Gemara that there's no dichoy by mitzvahs. Even though when Shabbos entered and the chiyuv to observe Shabbos began, he was a kotten and men haTorah, he wasn't mechuyev to observe Shabbos. But nonetheless, since he's higdal b'emtzayom, so the mechayev of tchilas haShabbos is mechayev im lachazman. Similarly over here, the stimus haGadol is mechayev in Avelus, the Gemara of the Kfuras, even though he's a kotten at the time, when we say ein diche etzel mitzvahs, that's the expression that the Maram Rutmerk uses. So the stimus haGadol is mechayev him lachas sheyagdol. There is such a thing as mechayev lachas man. You don't say kol sekinyonai. That the stimus haGadol, the tchilas haShabbos occurred at nusay, so it can't be mechayev him. No, there is mechayev lachas man. That's what he uses the expression ein diche etzel mitzvahs. There's such a thing that the mechayev can be mechayev him avur lachas man. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, Rebbe and Rav Nosson, what's the nature of Pesach Sheni? Rav Nosson holds that Pesach Sheni is tashlum in the region, and Rebbe holds Pesach Sheni is regel b'fnei atzma. We pass can regel b'fnei atzma. So in the Gemara it says that there are two nafkeminis between Rebbe and Rav Nosson. What about Kotten Sheigdel ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? And Gershon is Gai ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So if it's Tashlumen, the way Rav Nosson says, he was a Kotten on Pesach Rishon, he was a Nochri, so at the time of the Mechayv, he was a Mechayv, so he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. And we pass him like Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is regel b'fnei atzma, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, it's not that Tashlumen means the Mechayv is now and the Kiyum is later. But the we pass him like Rebbe is not Tashlumen on the Rishon, so regel b'fnei atzma, the Mechayv is Yud Dalet the year. you daladir is machayev. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, daladir is machayev. It's a regular b'fnei. So in the Gemara puts together the two cases, Katan Sheigdil and Gershon is guy Ben Rishon Lashenit. Then Itziv has in his commentary on the Sifrei, when the Chumash gives the din of Bahaloscha, the din of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, so he has very interesting chidushim, very original chidushim. He thinks there's a third Tanim. He thinks the Sifrei represents a third opinion to split between a Gershon Izgar and a Katan Sheigdil. He thinks that the Sifrei's opinion is that a cotton sheik del may rishon l'sheni, so it's tashlumen, but the Pesach Rishon yudalad nissen can be mechayev a cotton avur lachazman, like the Maram Rutberg says, ein dichei etzel mitzvahs, because he's Jewish. The only thing is that right now he's a cotton, so yudalad nissen can be mechayev him l'kashay yagdal to bring for the tashlumen. But the Gershon, this guy was an ochri, so the yudalad nissen is not mechayev him at all. So really, he thinks that the Sifrei is a third shita, because the Sifrei didn't say both examples. The Sifrei only gave the example of the Gershon and his Gar Ben Taim, didn't give the example of the Kodesh Sheigdel. So he wants to say the Kodesh Sheigdel, they would all agree. All the Tanaim, according to the Sifrei's version, they would all agree. That's along the lines of this Maharam Rutmer. So the Rosh writes, he quotes this from the Maharam Rutmer. Then he says, it's not really fair to disagree with the Rebbe after he passed away. It's like fighting with a lion. If the lion is alive, he'll eat me up. The lion is dead, because I'm going to win the fight. He's dead. So he said, "Emishivin asari lacham boys, I'm going to fight with the lion after the Rebbe died." Well, the Rebbe was alive. If I disagree with him, he would probably devour me. He would show that I'm dead wrong. But he says, it's Torah, and he thinks that it's not correct. So the Rosh doesn't understand. He says, by Shabbos, every minute of Shabbos has Kedusha Sa Shabbos. So what has it got to do with Ein Dichei Etzel Mitzvahs? Kid is by said Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock, so 3 o'clock to the end of the day. He has to observe Shabbos. Where do you see that the Tchilas Hayom is Machayv Lachazman? But he says over here, the Stimas HaGerlo is Machayv in Avelos. Shas Stimas HaGerlo, there is no such thing as a Machayv Lachazman. Stimas HaGerlo, the child is a cotton, so there's no such thing as Machayv Lachazman. That's the Machlek is the Rosh in the Maharam Rutenberg. I remember when we were learning Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara has a lotion on Daf Chof and Beis Gimel Mitzvahs did Stabi Yisrael Bichnisosam La'oretz. The Rambam quotes it also in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim. He says Gimel Mitzvah and Stabi Yisrael Bichnisosam La'oretz. La'amid La'melach La'achar Zav Shalamalik Livnas La'em Beis Abchirim. And the Gemara learns that from Sukkah has to be in this order. Keseder Azeh. First La'amid La'melach, then La'achar Zav Shalamalik, then Livnas Beis Abchirim. How can the Gemara say Gimel Mitzvah and Stabi Bichnisosam La'oretz? Because they didn't do the first mitzvah yet. So they can't do the second mitzvah. Because they didn't wipe out a malik, they can't do the third mitzvah yet. So how did the Gemara say, Allah and Gimel is Tabich and Nisas and Lords? So it would appear from the Gemara that there is such a thing as a Machayv Lachazman. You become Machayv, Bich Nisas and Lords, to do mitzvahs 2 and 3, even though it has to be Keseder Azeh. You can have a Machayv Lachazman. But he had other Mekaris also, that such a thing is a Machayv Lachazman. That's, to use the terminology of the Maram Rutenberg, that's what he calls Ein Dichei Etzel Mitzvah. You can have a Machayv now. And but the actual chiyuv is only till later. Other makaris for that. So the kosher glove Goyen was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he was a Magid Shir in the Lublin Yeshiva. Before the First World War, he was a Rabbi kosher glove. After the First World War, there was no more kosher glove. So later, he was invited by Rabbi Meir Shapira to be the top Rosh Yeshiva in the Lublin Yeshiva. So he has a collection of tshuvas that's called Eretz Tzvi. His name was Tzvi Froma. They have his picture hanging in the 5A floor, I think, in the Gottesman Library. His brother apparently is a big Torah Mada man. So his brother donated money to pay for the 6th floor, for the 5A floor in the Gottesman Library. So he was a Talmud of the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, of the Avni Nezer. So he writes about the international dateline. He wants to know what's the din to the east of the international dateline, somewhere near Japan, wherever it is over there, somewhere in the Pacific. So if a person, Shabbos afternoon, is to the east of the international dateline, he goes by boat or by plane, he goes to the west of the dateline. He's the east of the dateline, it's Friday afternoon. And you go to the east of the dateline, is the last place in the world that you observe Shabbos, and to the west of the dateline is the first place in the world that observes Shabbos. So he goes 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, he goes from the east of the dateline to the west of the dateline. So it becomes Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Is he obligated to observe the remainder of Shabbos? So he says, probably is, but he wants to, is it really Menat Torah, or is it just Medrabbanan? So he thinks, he says, the Shaila is one obligated to observe Shabbos? The Mechaiva of observing Shabbos is Ben Ashmashes of Knesset Hayayim. The Mechaiva is every moment of Shabbos has a Kedushas Hayayim. So he says, this was a big machlokes between his Rebbe, Sachachava Rebbe, and the Chechanova Rebbe. Sachachava Rebbe, the Abnezer, held the Mechaiva of Shabbos is the Knesset Hayayim of Shabbos. So here, the guy never experienced a Knesset Hayayim of Shabbos. He was Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Japan. Chazon Ish holds that the dateline is to the west of Japan. He was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he was in Japan. And then he goes by boat or by plane. Somebody flies him in to become Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He never experienced Shabbos 3 o'clock, but he didn't experience the Bein HaShemashos of Aknisas HaShabbos. So he thinks, according to the Avnei Neis, it's only Mechuyid Medirabbanan to observe the remainder of Shabbos, not Menat Torah. And the Chochan of a Rebbe disagreed with the Sachat Chochan of a Rebbe. He held, no, that every minute of Shabbos has a Kedushas Hayam, and every moment is Mechayiv and observance of Shabbos. So the Pashtus is, this is exactly the Machlekes between the Rosh and Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg held that the Tchilas Hayam of Shabbos is Mechayiv to observe Shabbos, and that was his whole Haychacha. Kotten Shevish Teisar is Be'em Tzayom, the Gemara says it's Mechuyid Menat Torah to observe the last half of Shabbos, and if he'll be Mechal Shabbos B'shog, he'll be Chai B'chattas. It's a real Din D'Araisa. So the Maram Rutenberg proved from that ain't Dichei Etzel Mitzvahs, you can have a Mechaiv and the Kotten Avur L'Achazma. And the Rosh said, how do you see? He said, he doesn't understand. Every minute of Shabbos has Kedush Hayam. Who says it? Your obligation to observe the end of Shabbos is because you experience the Tchilas Hayam of Knisa Shabbos. It's because every minute of Shabbos has Kedush Hayam. Every minute, Asas B'Malach. So this was the machlok. Rav Soloveitchik, as a child, used to look a lot in the Avnei Nezer. A lot of things they said in Shia, Mamish, lock, stock, and barrel, straight from the Avnei Nezer. A lot of the melitzas that he used are straight from the Avnei Nezer. Didn't accept everything, but he picked up a lot. So he used to say, when we learned the Gemaras about Migdus Katzoyde Ben Ashmash, he says, Katzoyde Kul Yayma. So he thought that's why. That called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. All the Dinim Bamukze over there are all Dinim the Rabbanan. We're not dealing with Dinim the Raisa. But all the Dinim the Rabbanan, that pattern after Dinim the Raisa. The Gemara has that many places. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. Rav Soloveitchik gave Shiurim for the Balabatim here for many years, over 10 years, gave Shiurim at Gemara Brachas. So after he made a whole siyum, they had a whole fleshig siyum, a fancy siyum. So after a couple of months afterwards, he mentioned in one of the shiurim that someone could have perhaps raised the question, why did I learn Gemara Brachas with the bulk of Brachas only Dinim Derabbanan and very little Dinim Deraisa? So on the level of Deraisa, it was Bittul Torah, it was only Talmud Torah Medirabbanan, Dinim Zvachim, with the bulk of the Gemara Sadinim Deraisa, so it's all Talmud Torah Deraisa. And they quote, I just picked up a sefer in Eretz Yisrael now. The Talmidim of Baron Leib Steinman put out a sefer. They took every single place in his svarim. He has many, many svarim, and every mesichta plus more. So they took every place that he mentions anything about Brisk, about Rab Chaim, about Rab Velvela, about Rab Simcha Zelig, about Maril Diskin, about the Minhagim of Brisk, about Rishul, about Labat, everything in Brisk, and they put it all together in a sefer. Then they put out another sefer. It's called Ela B'Tomer. His wife's name was Tomer. His wife passed away. So he put out another sefer. Every time he ever mentioned anything about the Chazon Ish, the Talmidim put it all together, and they showed it to him before they printed it, and then he corrected everything, and they printed it. So he has there in the sefer about Brisk. The sefer on the Chazon Ish is out of print already. The one on Brisk, I got a copy when I was in Eretz Yisrael or something. So he quotes there that Rav Velvela said the reason why he gives shiurim on Zvachim. In the yeshivas, they say that when Rav Chaim passed away, so they divided all the ksavim. So Rav Velvela got the ksavim on Kodesh Shema, Moshe Soloveitchik got on Noshim and Ezekiel. So there they give a different explanation. So Rav Velvela said he wanted it to be Talmud Torah Deraisa. Didn't want it should only be Talmud Torah Derabbanan and Bittul Torah Deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik addressed that issue. He said, someone can wonder, why did I choose to give Shiurim on Brachas? Why didn't I give on Zvachim? Would have been Talmud Torah Deraisa instead of just having Bittul Torah Deraisa, only Talmud Torah Derabbanan. So he said he thinks that all the Dinim Derabbanan blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shemal Pem in HaTorah. When you learn Dinim Derabbanan, it's a kiyum and mitzvah of Talmud Torah Deraisa. It's not just Talmud Torah Derabbanan. But how can you have such a thing? If the chayvus agaber to observe the din of the rabbanon is only with the rabbanon, so that's why sveika the rabbanon lekula. So how can you say that you mekayim a mitzvah talmud torah deraisa? So he said a mashal ma'ada v'dayme. The Gemara says, whenever this machlik is b'sham and b'silo, so ele v'ele divi l'kim chayim. What do you mean divi l'kim chayim? When you spend time and study the shitas b'shama, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of talmud torah deraisa. Aye, but there's no chayvus agaber. We don't follow b'shamai. So you see, you can have a cheftz of Torah, even though there's no chavis agavra, even though there's no chavis agavra at all, you're not allowed to follow Beishamai. Even Mishas HaTchakning, Mar said, you don't follow Beishamai. So over here, there is a chavis agavra with the Rabbanon to preserve the din of the Rabbanon, so it's not such a pella. You can have a chelik of Torah that if you learn it, it's considered a cheftz of Torah. You're mekayim a mitzvah derais of Talmud Torah, but the chavis agavra to observe these dinim is only the Rabbanon. So he assumed that when the Chachamim make dinim the Rabbanon, it becomes a chelik of the Torah Shabbal Peh Menat Torah. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik said this in the yeshiva, that he said by the Balabatim, that you shouldn't wonder why he learned brachas, why didn't he choose to learn zvachim, which would have been Talmud Torah deraisa, as opposed to brachas, was bittul Torah deraisa, Talmud Torah Rabbanon. He once mentioned the yeshiva also like that, that all the dinim the Rabbanon blend in on the level of deraisa to become a chelik of Torah Shabbal Peh Menat Torah. So one of the people asked him, what would he say? The Gemara has a din. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to charge money for teaching Torah. So the Gemara says, in the middle of Nedarim, and the Lamed's there, Lamed Bava, so the Gemara says that you're allowed to charge for teaching, Malamed charges money for teaching little children Chumash. The Gemara says, but how's he allowed to take his Schar Limud? So the Gemara has two answers. So one answer is, he's a babysitter. Schar Shima. The Malamed is a babysitter. So he's charging for that. He's teaching free of charge. The Torah that he teaches the children is for nothing. But he charges because he babysits to watch that the children don't get into trouble. What if they're older children? There's no babysitting. So then the Gemara gives another answer that the trup is only mid the Rabbanon. The Yolada charge teaching trup is only the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, we pass can trup is their Isa, so we don't accept that answer. The Gemara says, Machlekes, but the trup is their Isa and the Rabbanon. So the old trup is their Isa. The only answer that's acceptable is that it's a schar shima, you're babysitting for the children. So the Ramah Yeridaya, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din, you're not allowed to charge money for teaching Torah. So the Ramah quotes Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Ramah, Hilchas Talmud Torah, that if you give a shiur in Hilchas Chanukah or Hilchas Tefillah, something that's only the Rabbanon, you're permitted to charge for a raya from Trup. Just like Trup is the Rabbanon, you'll have a charge. You'll have a charge to give a shiur in din of the Rabbanon. So one of the boys in the shiur didn't want to insult Rabbi Soloveitchik, so he just asked him, according to what you said, that all the din of the Rabbanon become a chelik of Torah Shabbal Peh Menat Torah, are you allowed to charge money for teaching a din of the Rabbanon? He wanted to lead him on with this Ramah. So he said, of course you're not allowed to. Of course you're not allowed to. What's Hashem? It's against Agos Maimon, against the Ramah, Agos Maimon. But they have the raif in the Gemara. The Gemara said, beferish, that if the trap is the Rabbanon, then you are allowed to charge. So nobody asked Rav Soloveitchik, but we thought Mistama, the Talmidim thought, I don't know, we thought Mistama, the answer is, if Menat Torah, there's no din of a nigin, so you can't say that a nigin becomes a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh, Menat Torah also, dinim, Torah Shabbat Peh has a lot of dinim. So you invent dinim of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and dinim of Tefillah, and dinim of Mikra and Megillah, all the dinim of Rabbanon, so it fits in with the rest of the dinim. You have a whole Sima, Simonim and Sifim, Sif Kotnim, another din, another page in Shulchan Aruch. So that's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. They patterned all the din of the Rabbanon after the din of the Raska. They wanted it to blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shabbat. But a nigan, if there's no din menat Torah, that you need a nigan, so you can't say a nigan blends in. It's not Kein Deraisa. A din the Rabbanon that Kein Deraisa blends in. A nigan that doesn't fit in at all. That's what the Talmidim thought. So in this sefer by Rabban Leib Steinman, he quotes Rav Velvela said the reason why he gives shiur on Zvachim is because it's all Dinam Deraisa, so it's Talmud Torah Deraisa. So in the footnotes, he has a long footnote by Rabban Leib Steinman about this Ramah, that the Ramah sounds like that, that the Dinam Rabbanan, but it's a Pella, why should it not be so? There's a whole long arichas on this. Just by way of a footnote, the Ramam and the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis tells you the different parts of Torah Shabbal Peh. So he says you have Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Nisina, that Priyotzod means an Esrig. Then you have Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, then you have Halacha L'Moshe Nisina. These are three parts. Then you have another two parts of the Torah Shabbal Peh, of the Gzeiros the Rabbanon, and the Takanas the Rabbanon. The Mitzvahs Lo Yaseh the Rabbanon, the Mitzvahs the Rabbanon. The Rambam writes it as if the Gzeiros and the Takanas blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbal Peh. on the level of the Raisa. It's, you know, the five different parts of the Torah Shmal Pet. And so Leishik didn't mention it. The impression was that that's what the Rambam was saying. So getting back over here, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying this. The Kosher Glover has this in his Sefer, that Eretz Tzvi. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed, like the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, like the Avnei Nezer, that the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos, like the Maram Rutman, the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos, Knesset Hayom, is Mechayiv in Melocha. And that's why there's a Din the Rabbanah Shabbos hold the Hutro Hutro. We pasken like Rabbi Yossi, that if the Lechi of the Korah fell down, you're not allowed to carry, because the Gemara says on Yud Zayin, that's called Noflo HaMechitzes. Acharei Kechlos HaKol, after you put the Tikkun on the Roch HaVidus, but the Rabbanah, it's called the Mechitz. It doesn't start off as a Mechitz. The Korah is Mishum Heker, but after you put up the Heker, then it's considered the Rabbanah, so if you have a Mechitz. So if it falls down, Lesnei LaMechitzes. So you don't have a Rishu Sayachit with an Issa Tiltel. It's not a Rishu Sayachit at all. But in the other cases, we do paskin like Rabbi Yudah. We do paskin like Rabbi Yudah. Shabbos Hol V'Hutra Hutra. All the cases of Rishu Sayachit with an Issa Tiltel. So Soloveitchik thought that this is Kein Deraisa. The Din Deraisa is that Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos creates the Issa Melocha. Knisas HaShabbos creates the Issa Melocha. You experience the Bein HaShmashas of Tchilas HaShabbos. So that's why they made a din de rabbanon of migras katzoy de ben hashmash, and everything is nikva betchilas hayom, and that's why over here Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra. Then Rav Soloveitchik explained the Mishnah has on lamed ches in Erevin. There's a machlokes atanoim. Shabbos beyond basmuchim zelazek. Can you make a different erevet truman for the first day, a different one for the second day, or do you say kedusha achas? You can't make, let's say, Friday night I want to go chutz l'tchum to the east, and Shabbos afternoon I want to go chutz l'tchum to the west. So you can't make two different eruvet chumen for different parts of Shabbos. Whatever your kind of shvisa ben hashmasha, that's it for the whole Shabbos. So what if you have Shabbos v'yantam asmuchim zelazeh? Is it kedusha achas or is it shtei kedusha? Machlokes HaTanoim, we paskan that it's shtei kedushas. So Rashi and Beitza has a lashon. We paskan shtei kedushas. We paskan two yantav rishon. Yantav shen is also shtei kedushas, but 2 days Rosh Hashanah is kedusha achas. So we use a melitza. It's yom arichta. That melitza comes from Rashi. Rashi there and Beitza has the lashon. Gemara doesn't have yom arichta. Gemara has kedusha achas. Rav Soloveitchik asks, why did Rashi call it yom arichta? Why is it yom arichta? You look on the calendar; they're two different days. So he says, everybody knows. You listen to the radio. When does a Jewish holiday begin? At sundown. Bein Hashmashas is the beginning of the day, by Yerevay Vayker. So what if you wouldn't have any Bein Hashmashas in between Monday and Tuesday? It would be a Yom HaRichter. So Alpidin, there is no Bein Hashmashas in between. Shabbos V'yontiv, they're both also B'lamentes Malachas. So that's a machlok, because one Tana holds that Bein Hashmashas of the first day asks for both days. That's called Kedusha Achas. One has a Hetarech HaNefesh, one doesn't have a Hetarech HaNefesh. That doesn't bother the time. Why should you say Ben Hashmashas of the first day Asis? Ben Hashmashas of the Sofa Yom is Matir. They Ben Hashmashas of the second day Asis, Ben Hashmashas of the second day, the end of the second day is Matir. Just forget about the middle Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas of the first day Asis for 48 hours. So that's when they more called Kedusha Achas. That's what Rashi calls Yom HaRichta. Why Yom HaRichta? There was no Ben Hashmashas. Halacha didn't recognize the Ben Hashmashas in between them. So it's all one long day, Alpidin. So we paskin the shtei kedushas, but the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Erevin, Yeroi Ali, the only time there was a machlokes hatanoim is when it's Shabbos next to Yontif, or Yontif Rishon next to Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, because one is the Rais and one is the Sfeik of the Yom HaDerabon. But if you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, Zman Hazeh, it never happens. We never have Yom Kippur on Friday or Sunday, but the Mishnayos talk about it, such a possibility. So the Rambam writes Yeroi Ali, and the Magid Mishnah quotes that other Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Yeroi Li, that Shabbos next to Yom Kippur is Kedusha Achas, and you can't make two different Eruvit Chumen. Why? Because the Issa Melocha is the same. Shabbos V'yontav, here there's a Heterach on Nefesh, here there's not. So it's the nature of the Kedusha Sayyam is different. So you can't say, the Rambam understood, you can't say that Bein Hashmashah, the first day, Asas for both days. It's a different nature of the Issa, like the Ramana Chumash, right? This and Issa Melocha, this and Issa Melocha Savoida, the two different types of Surah. But Shabbos next to Yom Kippur is the same thing. They're both awesome, and Melocha has no Heterach and Nefesh on both of them. So there the Rambam says, Yeroyali, that it is Kedusha Achas. So Leitchik thought that that was what's involved over here on a level of the Rabbanon. These Dinim the Rabbanon, Shabbos Hol V'Hutra Hutra, is a Kein Deraisa, that the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos is the Oyser, like the Maharam Rutman. Chiddush. Interesting. Okay.
Excuse me.
Even though we don't pass like Beis Shammai, there's no Chavos Agavra at all, but when you study Beis Shammai's opinion, Eliyahu Dibbe Kim Chaim, you're in the midst of Talmud Torah.